I'm going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, local accountancy firm. Rob, for a lot of people, April sees a new financial year. Maybe it's a bit late to be thinking about restructuring your business, but it does seem that there's a lot in the air when it comes to springtime. People think about, you know, what can I do differently? One of the key aspects, of course, in any business is its cost base. What advice and tips would you give a business to undertake the task of reviewing their costs?
I think that there's a number of elements to answer that question. You know, people do a spring clean of their house once a year or a couple of times a year. And I think it does no harm to do that with your business, actually go through and just consciously go through your cost base, all of the cost headings, who your suppliers are, to just say, does it make sense to me? Is, you know, are we putting money into places that we don't need to put it? And I think it should be a conscious thought process to stay with existing suppliers, etc., as much as a conscious thought process to potentially go and change something. So I guess that's the first answer to that question. The second answer to that question, and we've had this conversation before, is it's value for money. My view is that you should never, some things are commodities, and it is a pure and simple, it is the same product, whether I buy it from X supermarket or Y supermarket, therefore, what's the cheapest, factoring in travel and all of those types of things to get to the sensible answer. But other things are value for money. You know, if, for example, you're looking to change insurer, people will say, oh, this insurer is going to quote me X amount, this one's going to quote me Y. Yeah, but are they actually offering you exactly the same terms of insurance? Are they giving you the same lot of cover? What's their customer service like? Because actually, if this one is slightly more expensive, but actually it covers a bit more, and if you have to claim, their claims track record is really good, it might be paying a bit more for that insurance as opposed to someone else who actually their track record for paying out is pretty poor and their administration is poor. So I think the second point is looking at commodity costs as opposed to value for money purchases. And I think you need to think of it like that. The third element is all businesses should be aware of the sensitivity of their business to various cost factors, whether that's they're borrowing a large amount of money, whether that's they're importing or exporting, and Forex transactions becomes absolutely crucial to their business. And the consideration there should be, should I enter into a contract that is just giving me a daily rate? You know, my gas and electricity will just go up and down the way, well, up at the moment, but it will just change through volatility. I will import stuff and I will just accept that the exchange rate will be what it is. Or should I be looking at those sensitive areas to my business and entering into forward contracts on them? So, you know, if I'm importing a lot, should I be talking to my bank manager and saying, actually, we need to some form of hedge to protect us against exchange rates changing over the course of the next 6 years, 6 months or 9 months? If I'm borrowing money, should I be doing it on a variable rate or should I be looking at a fixed rate? If you've got high levels of energy usage, should I be entering into fixed term contracts of that? And I think that thought process is crucially important. Again, it might cost you a bit more today, but actually what you're doing is you're buying certainty by entering into those forward type contracts. And I think that's what I would say, be saying to people in terms of looking at their cost base, then looking at their staffing and making sure that their staffing is effective.
Yeah, very good advice. And how often would you suggest a business reviews its cost base? Budget time and then quarterly, or is that just not really achievable to do it as frequently as that?
I think it depends on the contract terms of what you're looking at. So take insurance, for example. Most people will only deal with their insurance on an annual basis. And you may actually lock into a contract that says, I will do insurance for the next couple of years. So once you've done that exercise, you don't need to look at it until renewal. If you're looking at exchange rates or something like that, you might talk to the bank and lock in for a period of time. And again, you don't need to worry about it until you start to come to the end of that period. I think there is a danger that you can become too obsessed about protecting your cost base as opposed to getting out there and doing the business. You know, where is your time better spent? Is your time better spent trying to save 100 quid on your energy cost as opposed to going out and bringing in 5 grand's worth of sales? And I think you've got to get to that common sense answer of, yes, I'm comfortable with my cost base, but actually it's not ruling the business. The business should be about your products, your service, your sales, and making sure that your cost base fits with what you're doing.
Very good advice. Rob Beale for Maurice Owen, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.